Hello, this is Florian speaking.
Hello, this is Christoph. Hi.
Hi. Who else is around?
Hey, Florian, it's Sandro.
Sorry?
Hello.
It's Alexandro.
Ah, hi.
Who else?
Hello, is Ian Lynch here?
Hi, David.
Hi, is anybody
Hello.
online? Hi, can you hear me okay?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, I
Hello.
hear you.
Hi, this
This is
is Ian
Florian
Lynch. Okay, this
speaking.
is
Hello.
David Nelson. Can anybody hear David Nelson
Yeah, I
here?
can hear David Nelson.
Hi, David.
Confirm.
Okay.
Confirm.
Hey, yeah. How you doing?
Hello.
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 Oh, hi, it's Mark Perret from Canada joining.
Ah, hi,
hi,
Mark.
Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Great to have you here. Anyone else? I will post a link to the agenda into the IRC channel.
Oh yes, that was something like that bad.
If you are not on the Document Foundation IRC channel, just join so we can paste the agenda and links to it. It's quite helpful. And anyone volunteering for taking notes this time? I have to moderate, so it's hard for me to take notes and moderate at the same time. But anyone else?
Well, I can try. I'm not very fast typist at the moment.
Would be great if you could do.
But on the other hand, what I can do is I'll listen to the transcription afterwards and try and take some notes from that, okay?
That's perfect, of course. Sure, that's
Okay,
perfect.
and of course, feel free to ask if something is unclear. I do that regularly because sometimes I don't get it.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, so then.
So then let's make a start. As you can see, I have just added lots of points to the agenda. We don't need to go through all of them, and most of them are rather short, but there were just some issues that popped to my mind. And let me start with the easier ones. So first of all, I think what's most interesting and important for us to work and to collaborate is, although not solely marketing related, is the status of our infrastructure and the tools we have available. So you all know we have the wiki, and there has been some structuring going on the last week, and we are improving it. And right now, Christian Lohmeyer set up a CMS system. We're using Silverstripe. So in theory, if somebody is interested in working on that, we could start right away with setting up a marketing website. I didn't find time myself, but if anyone is interested, let us know. Then we can set up the kind of management instance, and we can just start working on it, because I think it will be quite important for.
Just in case any of you don't know, I happen to be admin on the Silverstripe, so if you have any needs or whatever, I can maybe help you out. Just contact me.
Perfect.
David Nelson.
Perfect. That's great. So let me just start with a few very, very short records and reports about what's going on. Might be interesting for you to come up with something similar or the like, and I just want to share things that go on in Germany at the moment. So very interesting for the foundation itself will be a congress we have next week in Munich. It's the second edition of our Business and Administration Congress that we, that is the German not-for-profit organization, is hosting in Munich. And interestingly, Oracle is a sponsor of this conference. They jumped in quite late, and they are there as sponsor and with a talk. So will be probably the first time that in public Oracle and Document Foundation or LibreOffice will be together. And I think it's a good sign that we have them on board. Important for the foundation is that we have lots of users from businesses, from enterprises, from governmental sector around who might be interested in joining or supporting the foundation. And Andre and Thomas will give a talk about the foundation itself at the Congress. So it will be also the first time in public in Germany that we will present the ideas to a broader public. I think it will be just quite interesting. And afterwards, in the next marketing conference call, I will give you a short update on what has happened at the Congress. So, any questions?
Do you think you'll be able to check out what the status is with Oracle? Are they definitely out and not cooperating with TDF, or what's the situation there?
I think the current status is that Oracle is not with us. I think the statement is quite clear, and I have no doubts that this is their current position. It's pretty hard to foresee the future, what is going to happen, but I don't think there will be any other announcement at the Congress. So for now, we, the foundation, take Oracle's statement where they state they are not with us and just go on with our plans. And let's see what is in half a year, but at least for the moment, I think the position is quite clear.
Okay. Do you think Oracle are actually against us?
Oh, that's hard to say. What I can share is, it's actually a later point in the agenda, but I can share right now that we had the Hackfest, that developer event that took place last week in Hamburg, and there have been people from Oracle, people from LibreOffice, and I think the personal relations were quite good. And despite all the troubles we had in the last weeks, this event has been really great, and it was a good cooperation. So I for sure cannot make any statement on any Oracle position, because I'm not Oracle, but from what I have understood, they're not against us. They're just not with us, but I don't have the feeling that someone is really against us. That's my personal opinion.
Okay, that's great.
And I think the future will show how things develop, how close or how far the development of OpenOffice or LibreOffice will be, where there are ties that we can use. I think this is something pretty hard to predict and that we will see in the future.
At the present time, all the developments that's taking place, is any of it being fed across back into OpenOffice, or do we really have two proper...
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Okay. All the work being done on the code base for LibreOffice, is any of that being fed back across to Oracle's code base, or have the two code bases really forked and started taking different directions?
At the moment, and this is our plan, we are open. This means we are open for code contribution of from Oracle, and we're also open for giving code back to Oracle. What could in fact be a problem is that Oracle requires the copyright assignment, and what this is something we as foundation do not do. We do not require a copyright assignment. There at the moment are discussions going on whether we should make it optional or the like. This could be a problem in practical terms, that they cannot or do not want to take the code when it's not under the copyright assignment. But basically, we are open, and I think the future will show how much shared code we have and how much shared code we don't have. So we are not against Oracle and not refusing to give them code or refusing to take their code. But I think the daily business will show to what extent this is possible or not.
Okay.
Any questions so far? Then just two more events that take place that I would just want to brief you about very, very shortly. At the end of November, I will be at one Munich university. I'm invited by their IT department. There is an evening for people working at the university, for professors, for IT professionals, and the like. And it will be two presentations, one by someone, I don't know if she speaks for Microsoft, at least she speaks about Microsoft and Microsoft Office, and I will give a very basic talk about free office suites, of course focusing on LibreOffice, and afterwards there will be a short discussion panel, and this is an internal event taking place at the university, and they will talk about their IT strategy, about licensing issues. It's just a chance for us to spread the word about what we are doing in the university, and maybe it's also a chance to advertise amongst the professors to invite them to become part of our community and maybe invite the students. Just a short note on that. And a second event I just want to follow up is that also at the end of November in Dornbirn in Austria, there will be Linux Day, and LibreOffice will have its own booth there, and I will give a talk about LibreOffice Document Foundation, what has happened, why it has happened, and what the future plans are.
Great.
So, any questions? No. Okay, I forgot to paste that into IRC, which I will do right now. People otherwise lose track. Add this one. Okay, then maybe another report. It's also very short because nothing has been really done at the moment, but it's agenda item number 5, which I will post to IRC right now. There has been an offer by a company doing professional presentation templates. I don't want to share the name at the moment because we're still in discussions, but they talked to me a few weeks ago, and they are basically selling presentation templates, and they have also some free offers right now only for Microsoft Office, and we are currently discussing whether they would be interested in giving some templates away for free in open document format for LibreOffice, and it looks very good. They would be interested to share maybe 10, 20, 30 templates for free. Of course, they will advertise it, and we can advertise it. I didn't find time yet to look into them, but I will do so soon, and I think this would be a great addition if we had this on our website or as an extension or the like to enhance the presentation templates that we currently have.
That's pretty cool, by the way. I didn't know that. Christoph speaking, by the way.
Oh, yes, Christoph, by the way, I today was working on my presentation for the Congress, and your presentation template is really great. It looks really wonderful. Just
yep, be warned, because there are still some major issues which I have been working on because of the color discussion and also some other things. And, yeah, well, basically, I'm still interested in some feedback, what works and what is missing at the moment. Florian, one additional thing. Somebody in the IRC recently asked whether we can add new points to the agenda. I would have also two items to discuss afterwards. So now I'm a little bit quieter, and so go on, and yeah.
Sure,
this
we can.
Be great, by the way.
No. From the weekend, that's no problem. Then I have one more smaller item, and then we can go to the real work, so to say. I've been in touch with the folks from the WeTab. I don't know if it's quite known outside Germany. It's a tablet PC that has gained quite a momentum, and they from the beginning bundled OpenOffice.org, and I'm currently in touch with their marketing department talking about whether they might be interested to bundle LibreOffice, and they've just given me some information on what we would need to provide, but what I understood is if we can provide a binary, it would be no problem to get it onto the WeTab, and I will talk to some developers about that I think it could be a great marketing effort if we were just present on this one. So just wanted to share that we often receive inquiries like, is there a tablet version available? And if we could go onto the WeTab, that would be pretty cool, I think.
With all the limitations, of course.
Yeah.
And chances as well.
Oh, yeah. So then,
Mark Perry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mark?
Oh, yeah, I was just wondering, how long will it take to get that ready, if we can get that ready for them? Would it be ready this year, or are we looking at next year?
For
the tablet version. With the coding, how long?
So basically, so Florian, please go ahead.
No, go. Now you, Christoph.
It's just guessing. If I got you right, Mark, you ask for how long it will take to adapt LibreOffice to the tablet. Is it right?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes,
personally, I assume since this is a usual Linux distribution which runs on the, let's say, an adapted version of Linux which runs on the tablet, I think there is no real adaption plan. This is what I understand. Is it true, Florian?
Technically spoken, I think it could be pretty easy because they already have OpenOffice Org running. It's, I think, a Migo system, as far as I understood, and so I at least think it would be pretty easy to port it. And from the process, they have some sort of apps, a Migo system. And
wait, I'll look it up in the web, and I'll post the link to the English.
Ah, okay.
Okay, I hope this is the correct one. You may correct that.
Okay.
And they have some sort of app store or marketplace or the like, I don't know. And they, as far as I understood, they would implement us in that marketplace if we had a binary. So we'll just check that, and if it's possible without too much work, we should go for it to be just present and hammer the brands into people's heads, so to say. And I will keep you posted, just a short note on that.
Okay.
So any questions to that? Okay, then
no?
There comes the first work item. Now there comes the real work.
Let's
jump to the probably easier one. Just wanted to motivate all of you a bit with sharing what's going on, and now we need some help. You may have heard that we have at next year's FOSTEM, we have a dev room on Sunday, I think. It's a LibreOffice dev room, and the FOSTEM people have been asking me several times already that we need to provide a call for papers for that room. So we basically have to invite speakers and schedule a program and the like. And I'm really drowning in work, so CoreNows agreed to provide something. If any one of you has insight or want to help with drafting a call for papers for FOSTEM, ideally you have been to FOSTEM before and know how the dev rooms work, please do so. Maybe we can coordinate on the steering discuss list, because I raised the issue there. We have to send out the call for papers by Sunday. So if anyone has some insight on what to put into there and wants to give Core a hand, please do so. Any help is greatly appreciated. Alessandro, I can't hear you.
I'll try to adjust the mic and
might it be better to pose the question or the discussion to the IRC or so?
I only hear snippets of words. Yeah, it's choppy. So I don't know, Alessandro, I don't know if I got the question correctly, but at FOSDEM we have, there is a dev room that you can have as a project or as a community, and we applied for one, and we have one this year, and the plan is that it's mostly development related, as the name suggests, and we need to organize talks about OpenOffice.org, about LibreOffice, about ODF, interoperability, and the like. As a reference, we could use the call for papers from last year where we had an OpenOffice.org dev room, and we should issue this call for papers to invite speakers by Sunday, and we, I think, need to have the final program ready by middle of January. Yeah, Alessandro, FOSDEM is a conference in Brussels, and there are a booth, and there are lightning talks, and several projects can have dev rooms. It's, this one.
Okay, Ramon is there. Fabio.
Sorry?
Ramon is there.
Sorry, speaking.
Senti, io sono andato in libreria. Io sono andato in libreria, ma quei due lì dove sono te non li hanno. Ma ti serve.
I can't understand a single word, I'm sorry.
Va bene, allora ho tempo di andare magari lì a quella grossa che c'è a Metropoli. Va bene? Ok, dì alla mamma che adesso riesco e sto arrivando. Ciao. Ciao,
okay,
ciao.
It seems that somebody in the background has another.
Okay, now we listen to a foreign phone call we don't even understand. That's cool as well. So any questions with regards to FOSDEM? It would be great if you could get some help. I'd like to have a good representation at FOSDEM. And if we have a good call for papers, then I think we can attract a lot of developers. And of course, the room should be open for Oracle, for OpenOffice.org as well. I think it's pretty important.
Okay. Florian, just a small question. Any reason for omitting 0.7?
No, I wanted to do that right now. I wanted to do this right now because this is a larger one. I want to do 0.7 first because it's somehow urgent. And then we can see what of the outstanding items we talk about.
Okay.
So LibreOffice 3.3 is due for this year. I think this means sometime between 4 and 7 weeks, something like that. I expect it before Christmas, but it's usually hard to predict. There will be a third beta version, I think, in the next days. And then there will be most probably release candidate 1, and then we will see how fast we can get the release out. This means we have to prepare a lot of things for announcements. We need a press release in English that we can distribute in time to local groups for localization and distribution, and we should work with the website team on having the LibreOffice.org website available in various languages. And what I would like to see is two pages, one showing probably differences or additions to OpenOffice.org. That would be an idea. I don't want to make a fight out of it, but we have a few features that are not in OpenOffice.org 3.3, and we should emphasize that. And in general, I would like to have a list of new features compared to OpenOffice.org 3.2. So, did I forget anything? Nobody called for a release party?
That's a good point, by the way. The release party is something different, I think, and the question is whether we can ask the community to do something local. including the other. For example, I can do something like that, invite some guys in the south of Germany. This isn't a problem.
Yeah, something like that. I think it would be cool if we could arrange some sort of release party. Must not be that big, but it's our first release at LibreOffice, so if we can arrange something, why not? Would be pretty cool.
So basically, I think we didn't have anything like that in the past, and something as it's sometimes I think we still miss a little bit personal and social contact, especially in the regions where some more users are, or maybe some more potential users who may agree to use LibreOffice for some beer or so.
We had in, I think Danishka did something in Sri Lanka, and we had one event in, I don't recall, but we had not that many. And we had a release party in Paris, I think, when 3.0 went out.
Okay, but this is, tiny bits. Also, Paris is really nice. Okay, so basically, if time comes, we may just create something like a wiki page and ask for locations and people who are able to arrange something and just post their location, and that's it. Basically, if something is due for, let's say, shortly before Christmas, it will be rather hard to get some places to order something like that. But, well, we'll solve that.
I can look into something for Munich, probably. It should work. And maybe, indeed, coming up with a list at the wiki where people compared or like the events list, where people can add where they can organize something and what they need, it would be pretty cool, I think.
Yeah. My question would be, because David will maybe refer to it, or because there's still much to do at the moment for me, I would like to ask for contributions, because a wiki page is rather easy to set up, but it's a little bit maintenance and looking that all the information is correct and understandable, and so this would be a great task to do something for the community guys. That would be great.
I just wanted to ask if anyone would like to take over the task to coordinate and organize that.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Is anybody interested in coordinating release parties? That means setting up a wiki page, talking to people, collecting information, what they need. So we have for the LibreOffice 3.3 release a list of release parties to take place. Did I say something wrong because the police comes?
They're coming to bust you, man.
It's the party bus.
it's Mark chiming in. I could give it a try. Is this on the just the wiki at Foundation?
Maybe.
Would be cool if you could.
Or on the website.
I think it's easier to work on the wiki. And maybe just as a sample or example, I just looked up what the Ubuntu guys usually do, and there's a pretty, well, enormous list in their wiki, including also a world map and so on. And it might be a little bit smaller, but basically this is what's the information what's required, like addresses, dates, and so on, and who organizes that. I think this is a pretty neat example how to do that.
Okay. Do you have the address that you could put up there for me?
Oh, sorry. I just posted it to the wrong room. Oops. Sorry.
Oh.
Now, here.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Okay. So this is just something I looked up in, let's say, 30 seconds, so don't believe me in any case.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you. Florian, back to you.
Thanks. So if you could work on this, Mark, it would be pretty cool.
Okay, will do.
And you know, we need at least 100 countries, of course.
That's lots of beer.
Yeah.
So just shade a wiki page and send out a note to the marketing list, maybe, and then let's see if anybody's interested. And I will for sure do something in the Munich area, and if all of us do something in a large city next to them, then we already have some spots, and maybe can talk about common message and the like to just be present when the release comes out. So for the website, I'd like to invite all of you to spread the word, and if you're not subscribed yet, have a look at the website mailing list. If you ping Christian Lohmeyer, he can give you access data to the CMS system, and we can easily set up a local website that you can fill with content. We have a template ready, and I will post a link to the list, and where you can add, it's here in the RSC channel. We have a template that you can fill with content, so if you're interested for setting up a localized web page, mostly talking about LibreOffice 3.3, the features and the like, ping the website list. Christian will set up an account for you, and you can fill it with content.
I saw on the website that there's an outline there in English, which doesn't seem to correspond with the other languages. I've been watching the Russians and the French and what they're setting up in the way of a skeleton for their content, and what's in that English is completely different. It seems a little bit disorganized right now. I mean, which should we use as a framework? What's written down in that English draft? Or I know Christian was saying that we shouldn't use, for instance, I was starting to translate the German stuff into English, thinking, you know, we'd have like a similar layout, you know, like an English page for each German page. But Christian says, in fact, the content in one language does not necessarily have to match the content in another language. It's a little bit confusing for me.
Maybe I can answer if you can hear me.
Yep.
Please. Okay. The main page, the test LibreOffice Org site, is the one that is meant to host the content that is the common denominator for all the sub-projects, whereas the sub-sites like de.test, LibreOffice.org are those with the localized content. So everything that's on the main page, the one www.test or without the www, is the global site, that's the page for all users, whereas the sub-sites are specific to the users of the corresponding language or members of the corresponding group, like QA project or marketing project or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what I imagine question marks on all of everybody's faces.
Yeah, do I sound confused? Yeah, you can hear the question marks, yeah. I know, I've been looking at it. I find it's quite confusing to look at, you know. In a way, in the short term, if you guys just set up your German content, and then in other languages, we could work from that. Of course, you don't just translate it, you have to adapt it and rewrite it, but it would be much easier and clearer to see the structure we're working on.
Yes, the German page is not meant to be the template for the other languages. Why the marketing for stuff is all in the main content area. The translations also work within the subsite only. So if you refer to translated content in other sub-projects, you had to use virtual sub-pages, redirector pages, a special kind of virtual page only used in the CMS system.
So when you want the links for the translated languages to appear on the page itself, you need to maintain the translations within the subsite. I'll dig out the sample link for. Just wait a second, please.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, please go ahead.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
If you visit
the
staging site, it has a translation for the welcome page, for example. The link for the French and German pages is automatically created, and those kind of system is meant to be used on the site itself.
Okay. Can I ask a stupid question?
Sure.
Does anybody here know how to use Silverstripe? Obviously knows it very well, but I mean, of all the people interested in marketing who could possibly start writing content, is there anybody here who actually knows how to use Silverstripe?
Well, Silverstripe has a what you see is what you get editor, so I don't think it's hard to use. And you can also...
No, the editor is very easy. The editor is very easy, just like all these wiki editors. That's no problem. But, I mean, does anybody know how to structure the content, how to set up workflows? Does anybody actually know Silverstripe in detail?
Not me.
Okay, at least on this list.
I feel like the guy asking about the Emperor's New Clothes. Because frankly,
I read the documentation, but it was pretty hard.
You know, I need to spend like about 3 days going through the documentation, and then I might be able to do something. I'm just wondering if I'm the only one who's stupid here, or if we're all a little bit lost with Silverstripe.
Well, I don't think it's related to Silverstripe itself, but lack of communication about what to put on what subsite.
That's for sure. Maybe it would be a good idea if you set up a whole structure of the thing, and you just leave contributors the task of typing into ready prepared pages, because right now if you're inviting people to okay, go ahead, guys. You know, structure your stuff, create. What to do?
What's the position with Drupal? Because there was a discussion about moving to Drupal.
I saw on the website that many people want.
You cut off there. I didn't hear you clearly. Can you repeat that? The last guy who spoke, can you please repeat that? Because I didn't hear you at all there. I don't know about everybody else.
I'll type it.
Yeah, it was Alexandra. I think he's on IRC now saying that many people wanted to Drupal.
Yes, so Florian, maybe you can explain a little bit the roadmap more.
I can as well.
Yeah, sure.
Ah,
try.
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah.
Christian, and go on, sure. But propose... an idea if there are more people who have problems with Silverstripe, Christian, might it be an idea to host some sort of half an hour or 1 hour webcast or the like, showing people how to actually use it?
Video websites by Silverstripe itself. They have a YouTube channel, a Vimeo channel, or however you call it. So there are screencasts of using Silverstripe.
I mean, I don't want to stir up this Silverstripe versus Drupal discussion again. Me personally, I don't really care what tool we use, whether it's Drupal or Silverstripe. But I must say that as far as Drupal goes, there are a lot of guys who have expertise in that and can get this thing up and running quickly. Whereas the problem is with Silverstripe,
The problem is with Drupal is
I know Christian knows it well, but nobody else seems to.
The Drupal folks did not manage to set it up quickly. That's the problem, and that's why Drupal integration is planned for some for April or something like that, because they didn't manage to create a working site that doesn't suck within a month of the discussion about the requirements for the content management system, so that the steering committee could make a based decision.
But okay. Can I say something else that's stupid?
Sorry.
I'd just like to say something else that's stupid here, right? Maybe the Drupal guys are aiming too high in their aspirations. Maybe we should just like aim a little lower and try to do it more simply. The idea is we should get some pages up as quickly as possible. And maybe we're trying to aim too high with all these workflows and stuff like that.
Oh no, the requirements that were sent to the list were not high. There's basic requirements with respect to the editor creating links to other pages on the same site, using headings in the editor that wasn't possible at first, using a workflow system like permissions. These are not high goals.
Where is all this information clearly laid out somewhere?
It was all posted to the website mailing list. It's a huge thread where the Drupal folks did participate but not really listen to what I wrote.
That was the problem. That was a noisy conversation. And the problem is with the mailing list is that the information gets drowned. We really need to see that on the wiki, maybe.
May I
jump in? I think the decision was to use Silverstripe for now and then Drupal later. So as it stands now, we're using Silverstripe, and I agree if Christian could lay out the sections in the Silverstripe for people just to add the content and not worry about the structure. So if Christian could, or someone with Silverstripe could establish the structure for us to input all of our stuff without worrying about the actual structure, that would help out quite a bit. And as far as Drupal goes, because I'm part of that development team now, and I think our thinking was that we were going to establish the structure as well before people got in and started typing up. So we've been lurking different mail lists and getting tips on what they would like to have on in their different sections. So we're hoping to establish some form of structure at first so that when people jump in, they can actually start inputting their information as fast as they can. And the structure, well, we'll help them out with that along the way.
Well, that sounds easier to deal with. I'd know, Christian, if it's possible to take all that information that you put into that mailing list thread and just stick it up on a wiki page somewhere, because there was so much noise in that thread that you, in the end, it was very difficult to extract the useful information.
No, the information mainly is not for the editors. It's mainly the technical requirements for using the system. So the editors, what they need is a guideline type of document that states you put this and that content on the site under this and that category with this and that navigation structure. Is that what you need?
Yeah.
I think any kind of structure at this point would be great, and then if we see the structure from there, some of us will be able to follow through and follow the structure that you establish, and we'll follow through with that. And maybe later on, if you could drop in, take a look, and tell us where we've gone wrong, and clear up the structure so that everything makes a lot more sense. But we're really more interested in inputting our data, but not the structure is, I think, a little more difficult for us because we don't really know how the structure works. I mean, we know how to put our material in, but the structure to us is brand new. So it would be great if you could establish something to start off with, and then we can copy it from there.
Well, I think you have to remember, Christian. I think you have to remember, Christian. Marketing guys, they don't know how to do anything. All they know how to do is talk. So you have to set up the structure for us, and then we come along and just talk into the pages.
Well, I think some of us can follow through with the structure. If we have something already set up, then we can follow through with more. If we need to go in deeper on different sections, we can do that. But if we see the outline first, and then we can copy and keep on with that structure, whatever is established. But we just need to be guided that way.
I just posted a link to the RSC channel. That's a kind of wishful outline that was proposed to the website mailing list during the Drupal migration discussion. So that can be the basis for the outline, I guess.
Well, if I may jump in, what I can propose at this stage, we are still having a test site, basically because I didn't manage to move the list archives yet. So if you just want to have a look in play, I think that at the moment you cannot destroy anything. So also later on, I propose we have a dedicated test site where people just can play and hack and see if things work. So if you're interested in feeding the site with stuff, Christian, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think just setting up a site and let people hack on it and see if they get around is a good idea.
Oh, the test server stripe installation is the one in Pumba. The one with test LibreOffice Arc is the one that will be hosting the final content. When the archives are moved, just have to adapt the Apache host entry and then it's the final site. So if you want to play around without messing up anything, use the test site on Pumba, please.
Okay, so this means if people want to have a test and just play without destroying anything, they can drop you a note to get credentials to access the dedicated test site, is that right?
No need to request credentials because I set up a shared account on that one.
Is there some detail online on how to reach that? I lost track a bit on this one. Any wiki page or mail or something like that?
I'm just looking for the link. Please bear with me.
Perfect. So then just post it into IRC and then everybody who wants to play around can do. If I may just add a comment from side of the steering committee. We had to take the final decision which CMS to use and the problem indeed was that we had lots of requirements and lots of structure people came up with, but we needed something earlier than now. We didn't have time to structure and build templates in a long time and the like. So we needed to provide a web server people could put up content right now. And the problem with Drupal was that people were not ready and time was really running out. So we decided to go with Silverstripe for the moment, and the plan at the moment is to migrate to Drupal in maybe 6 months of time, something like that. There's no fixed time frame, but roughly spoken, I think about 3 to 6 months. And I think it makes sense, sorry, it's similar from any other aspect on the infrastructure. We need to provide structure, and we can always work on the details later on, but waiting too long to make things even more perfect can bring us in real trouble. So that's the reason why we decided for Silverstripe, and I hope this solution is acceptable to everybody.
Florian?
Yeah?
Christoph speaking here. I think this is, let's say, a very similar situation to the branding stuff we will talk about later on if we discuss David's points. So basically, we have to have something ready, and then we can refine it. But from experience, I know also we all get lost in details, and if we have to be quick, then the effort is still suboptimal. So I'm fine, very fine with this procedure at the moment.
I think we had a similar discussion for the wiki, where people were discussing which wiki to use and advantages and disadvantages and the like, but we just needed a wiki where people could work, and it's similar for many other things. So I fully support this decision, and we sometimes we just need to create facts, and we can always improve later on, but waiting for weeks where we work on little details and nobody sees it actually can become a real problem, at least at this stage. So yeah.
I mean, in a way, it would have been, it could be a good idea to go with something like WordPress, which is really stupidly easy to use. And that way, you've got some web pages on the web quickly.
Well, but that doesn't provide you a structure to use. You have to create the structure yourself with WordPress as well, so there's no difference compared to Silverstripe.
On the other hand, well, okay, sure, I understand you, but on the other hand, probably a lot more people would be able to get up and running with something like that more quickly than Silverstripe. I'm sure Silverstripe is a really great tool. No problem about that, but nobody knows how to use it.
I think that's not true, and if there are questions you can ask, of course, it's maybe different from other systems. But I think we managed to feed websites into the nearly legacy of an infrastructure. So should work somehow. Maybe there is some learning we need to do, but I think it can work out.
Okay, well, I'm sure if Christian sets up the framework and people just have to type into the pages, then, you know, we could manage like that very, very well and very quickly and get things up and running quickly.
Yeah, the issue is we need to somehow share the burden, because if we leave every topic to Christian, he will be quite busy with stuff, and if he's ill or not available, nobody knows how to do it. So I think it's important to encourage people to learn and do it themselves, so we have several people in charge who can just work on the topics. I think that's pretty important.
Why does the structure have to be different for each particular language? Why can't Christian design one structure, okay, and then after that replicate it for each language, and then people just type the stuff in and they don't have to worry about the structure? Because I'm certain that everybody would be delighted to jump in and start typing content. But the problem is setting up the structure.
Well, I modeled it after the OpenOffice.org website, where the individual LaTeX-Lang projects did historically provide different content for their users. There was just no way to force every project to use the same content just in a translated way. This just won't work.
May I jump in? I think David's proposal does make sense, absolutely. Just a question. Do we expect that the individual language teams, the native language teams, do come up with very different content in the next 3 or 4 months? Because if we can finally provide the Drupal structure and the Drupal website, then we have all freedom which is required to come up with individual solutions. But at the moment, if it helps to have at least a template which might be adapted by people who know how to do that, then that would be fine, I think. Just as a proposal, because I think the content might be very similar for all of the countries in these first months.
well, then we just have to tell people to not work on localized pages, but to focus on the main page and translate the content there. It's not something the server side couldn't do. It's just you need to communicate it with the people who try to create the content. Like the Russian project, Paul did start creating content already, and I can't read Russian, so I don't know what content they put on there. So you just have to tell people, please focus on the main page, create the content there, and then after there is something you can show to people, you can try to work on your localized group.
I'm not sure about Silverstripe, but we have multi-language Drupal on the Ingots website, and it's simply a matter of clicking a flag to go to another node with the other country on. It doesn't seem very complicated. I can't really see why it takes such a long time to set this all up, really. It seems to be all...
I have to second that, you know. If we were using something like Zicula, for instance, this up and running in 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
not saying that you should change
to
Zicula. I'm just
trying to push Drupal. It's just that we use it, so I know it. And it just seems to me that whichever software we use, it doesn't really matter which one it is, it shouldn't be that difficult to get this all set up fairly quickly.
Okay, so just another question, because Florian already mentioned that he has maybe to leave soon. I don't know whether we can solve the what kind of system to go with at the moment, because people are working and already have a roadmap in mind. So the question is how to come up with content which can be used, or how to set up the structure. At least it would be great if some people who are more experienced with Silverstripe, or who get more experience with Silverstripe, may just be available at the mailing list to respond to questions by others who might run into troubles or so.
Yeah,
so basically this is the share the information stuff, and so we may just go on and do it. So I also understand Christian's hint that people already started to work on content. To reintroduce a new structure might force them to redo it too, which is not that engaging.
But if we have the content in web pages, it should be quite easy to just cut and paste the HTML into a different environment. It's going to, you know, come up pretty well the same anyway.
You can do the Silverstripe, of course, as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you can just move pages to another place. You don't even have to copy and paste. If you want that one topic to be a subpage of another one, you just drag and drop it. So creating the structure is not difficult. Creating pages is not difficult. But the problem is people don't know that they are allowed to do it, I guess.
Yeah.
Is there, it's Mark, is there a way that we could just have, just to make it easy for people, open up an IRC channel for the Silverstripe? That way if the Silverstripe people who know how to work the system would be in there to help us out. So, like all the people are contributing, if they have a problem or they had a question about structure, they could then just question on IRC and get an answer at some point.
Well, the structure is not a matter of Silverstripe, but a matter of policy, so it's not a Silverstripe question then. It would be the marketing folks to define the structure, what they want to have on the site. Like, that would be my point of view.
Okay, but if we could have some form of communication so that in case we had problems entering material, because then it would be a little quicker, I think, than just waiting on the website mail list.
Folks, if I may jump in, I'm sorry to spoil the party, but I have another call very soon, so I have to leave. And I think as soon as I leave, the room will be closed automatically. Christoph, just prepare. We have proposed. We have some more items that might even be urgent on the agenda. Would you be interested in having a call maybe next week? I don't know if I can join because I will be all week long in Munich. I can try, but I can create a room for you, and if one of you likes to moderate, you're free to host the call on your own if you want.
I can do that, basically.
That would be great. Christoph, can you just then send out a Doodle poll to the marketing list and ask people which time would be best? Can you take care of this?
I'll try. Let's see.
would be great, because then I will set up a room.
I wanted to know if since I'm just gonna give an announcement, can I just give it before it's done?
Alessandro, I have to leave right now because I have very soon another caller. If I can try to join next week, but I really have to leave right now. We have some more open points, but otherwise I run into some trouble with the next call. So I can make it during the weekend, but maybe on Monday evening. How does it sound like for you? Maybe we can move it to that?
I'm okay. I wanted to bring up like point 9, but you know. Okay, if you can't talk about it now, then sure. Well,
just put it on the Doodle, and then we'll all sign up for next week.
So, wait, one question to Florian: Is it possible, or the talk or the next phone call? Do we need to leave this room?
Yes, because I need it for the next call. We have conference in this room, and I only have one. So,
okay,
I cannot provide another one. I'm really sorry about. That what I can let's see.
I can provide a different room. I have another call conference system, and I can just extend it if everybody's okay with.
I'll try to put the link on the
IRC so everybody can just join in. It's a different Skype user if people are using Skype. And if people are calling, it might be a coin in the air because I don't know which countries the system support. But I can set it up right now so we can move on without Florian.
One second, maybe I can help. I'm out of house right now, and the next call starts at 8, but in the meantime, I'm not here. So if you're finished in an hour, you can use this room. I need it in 1 hour, if that helps. Otherwise, you can use Alessandra's solution. But I just can give the moderator pin to Christoph, and if you're finished in 1 hour, then it's okay.
I'm pretty sure that we can, you know, I can talk about my thing in just a few minutes, you know.
Yeah, okay. So, because I have to leave right now. Okay, Christoph, do you, just 1 second, where do we have it? Christoph, do you have the, if you look at the wiki page, at the dial-in details.
Yeah.
Okay. On the bottom, there is an explanation how you can dial in as conference manager. Basically, dial in again like you did before, but you do not only enter the room number, but you just add the room, enter the room number, and after it, enter the conference manager pin, which I will post to IRC right now.
Okay.
So you'd need to hang up, dial in again, and enter room number and without any other character, the conference manager pin, and then press the hash key, and then you should be conference manager, and then the room should be open. Can we try that?
Okay, so just a question. So if I if I want to close the room, it's just hanging up at the end? Or is
right,
it,
as soon as the conference manager leaves, the room is closed.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute, hopefully. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, because I'm really in a hurry today, we have a next call in 1 hour, and in the meantime, I have to pick up someone, so I'm a bit on the run at the moment, but we can do it that way. And independent from that, we can try to host the conference next week, and I will see if I can join. If not, Christoph can be the moderator. So I will leave for
Monday.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I can just mention that we at the OES group, we've been talking about this whole LibreOffice, Open Office thing, and we recently launched a website that was a little bit, I guess, misunderstood by the TDS. So we've been trying to work around it. We finally met a solution, which was to work on the Silverstripe infrastructure, which is fine for us. However, we launched an open letter mentioning what are the things that we believe that we can work it out in the future, so we don't have to repeat this again. And I put the link on the wiki. I can put it on the IRC as well. Don't mind the spelling, but I think this is pretty fast just to go through with it. And well, just want to make the announcement on the meeting.
Hello again. Okay. Sorry, got a question by my girlfriend.
Hello.
So.
Okay.
Good.
So
okay. So
then
Florian,
I will leave. If the room is closed, then Christoph just dial in again the same way, and everybody else has to dial in again. But I guess now that you're also conference manager, it should be open. I'm not that used to our conference system, but if you're all kicked out now, Christoph dial in again, and everybody else, and then it should work.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
It's the same conference room and the same
thing. Sorry to leave. Yeah, right. The same, just the same data. And Christoph, you dial in with the data I've just given you, and then the room should be open again.
Okay.
So thanks a lot, folks. It's great to even stay longer and engage yourself. That's really great. And sorry for leaving so soon. And let's try to make a call next week.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay.
Me.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Good.
Hello.
So, are we all still there?
Yeah, I'm
yes.
still there.
I think
so.
Yes, we are.
I am. So.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm here.
Yeah. Well, the people who will later hear that on the MP3, that would be nice for them to hear all the voice. Okay, so basically. I think we have already finished, if I look at the agenda, we have already finished the point 7, which is release preparation for LibreOffice 3.3, which is still marked undone. And the next one would be, as far as I know, number 9, which is by David Nelson, contact liaison in collaboration with the Linux distribution. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I spent the last couple of days joining various mailing lists. I have like a number of Linux distributions that I would like to contact, but I started out by contacting Debian. Hold on, let me just paste you a link for that. And Ubuntu. Let me just paste you the link. Just one sec. Boom. And that's what I wrote. That's what I wrote to the Debian list, and I wrote pretty much the same thing to the Ubuntu list. Basically, I was looking, I think you might have remembered from the list that I'm very into graphic artists to contribute to the project, and I was hoping to find some really talented guys to devise a beautiful logo and a superb mascot. So I was looking for graphic artists, but also for any kind of contributors. Now, I actually had some quite positive feedback from Ubuntu. I joined the Ubuntu artwork mailing list, and one of the guys there would be very interested in working with us and helping develop graphics, not specifically for the logo or something like that, but on the longer term, just working with the project over the next few months. The first thing he asked me was, you can give him a clear and specific work spec to use. I mean, the guy wants to work in an organized manner, and I don't know what to tell him there, because other people who are interested, like, well, you know, jump into the mailing list, get to know people, and just, you know, jump in. But when it comes to this guy who's interested in doing some serious collaboration, I don't know what to tell him. We would need to have good contact and liaison with these Linux distributions to see what their needs are and to make sure that LibreOffice fits their needs, etc., etc. We would really need to work up a good relationship with these guys. Can you give me some kind of guidance about this? Look at me, try and guide me in the communication. I'd love to do more of this. I would just like to do it in a way that's useful. I'm going to have a useful result.
Okay.
What do you guys think about that?
Just to say, I can offer something at least, if you like, which is related to it. So first, thank you very, very much for the contacts, and I've been away for 1.5 day and wasn't able to answer, which was quite hard for me because I would have liked to jump in a little bit earlier.
This is Christoph, right?
Yeah, this is Christoph.
So you've probably got my mail on this subject, right?
Of course, several of them. So what I can provide at the moment is, because things are pretty, let's say, maybe a little bit weird at the moment, because we have several offers, we have several working places, we haven't decided on a structure yet. I'm waiting for some friends to apply. But if you're interested in terms of marketing perspective, I would like to summarize where we stand at the moment with the artwork, and this maybe helps to come up with the guidance you asked for, which is also helpful for us, I think. Is that okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, so first we had a short discussion on the mailing list. You may remember that it's at the moment a little bit unclear when to do what. And since the development is quite strange, not only strange, but also very fast at the moment moving forward, the question is how to provide artwork, essential artwork for them, for the LibreOffice 3.3 release and also for the first version of the website, and how to, in the longer term, get something which is more related to the community, more agreed, and how other people may join easily to work in this collaboration effort. So what we proposed was to have a roadmap to first focus on this 3.3 release with what we have. And what we have at the moment is at the branding page and also on my hard drive at the moment. I will try to post this as soon as possible so we can start with doing the artwork for the presentation and also for the product itself. In the next, for the next release or the release afterwards, we have plenty of time to do thoughtful design, and this has been more or less agreed on by some people I trust on the list. And so we do, at the moment, we do things rather quickly, and then we have time to do it a little bit more, a little bit higher quality, let's say. What we have at the moment with the visual branding guidelines is not that bad, but still incomplete. And if you read the mailing lists, I've recently published the hopefully final and well-discussed branding colors, for example. And so we can start working on the presentation template and so on and so on. The presentation template was a little bit stalled, but as you heard before, there has been some good feedback, and also Jesus did some presentation with it, and I asked for some feedback. So we are on a good way at the moment. Concerning the product branding for LibreOffice 3.3, this is pretty interesting. We had some proposals on the mailing lists, as you know. For example, Ivan did some designs, modified the logo a bit, and I collected all these bits and pieces and put that together, and contacted the guys at BR office who are also affected by all these changes, possibly. So they had a first quick reply that there is somebody, and now we can start to collaborate. Concerning these private messages, I don't like to have these private messages at all. All the people who are contacted at the moment are invited to join the marketing mailing list at the moment. So I expect that we get a little bit more, a few more people discussing these issues.
Wouldn't it be better to have like a separate artwork group mailing list, forum, hopefully, but to basically to slightly divide the artwork away from the marketing? It's not that the two are not linked, but you might actually be able to be more productive if artwork was a separate autonomous group or subject in itself.
I second that. My question is, may we wait for another minute, or do we want to discuss that right now? Because I also have some thoughts of that, and this is why I contacted some people concerning experience they made with different kind of organizations.
I can wait, no problem.
Oh, of course we can. I can look on what's still. Oh no, that's a good time to do that. Just the last word concerning the product branding. Many other people are, for example, Linux distributions also use LibreOffice, and some of them might want to change the look or to adapt it that it perfectly fits to their Linux distribution. So some other development guys did also contact people, and we have at the moment an additional draft for splash screens and other things, and also a website which has been made by a guy within Novell, which is quite amazing. Maybe he worked on it separately, and he already asked where to put that stuff so that we can all have a look at it. The downside is that he is not really able to spend a lot of time for LibreOffice, but basically his ideas might drive our efforts and be a very important resource for some creative ongoing efforts. Concerning the artwork and so on, you may have noticed, I don't know, did you all read the post by Bernhard, who already discussed how marketing, branding, artwork, usability, and user experience relate to each other? Do you remember?
There's been so much stuff. I can't identify specifically what you're talking about there now.
Okay, so let's say when we originally started the effort for the LibreOffice, there had been questions by some people whether we can foster better collaboration by not introducing that much mailing lists, for example. On the other hand, we want to have separate lists to separate some content. And this mailing list question and also this team question is more or less a question of what topics we have to work on. At the moment, we have the umbrella of marketing, and so we also have, looking at the Open Office project, we had the user experience project, we had visual design, which was located more or less at Hamburg, we had the artwork team that worked within the marketing project, we also had the UI project, which was more or less about technical issues. And then we had marketing, and we have also some other people who use this artwork and this stuff, which is, for example, the website team or the developers who bring that into the product. So it's quite related to each other, and it's quite hard to separate it, as you said, David. This was the reason why I wrote to a friend at Fedora, and I'm still waiting for a reply what kind of experience they have, because what they have is a Fedora design team. And basically, this could be something which might work for us too. So imagine a LibreOffice design team which implements both the artwork design or branding design, and also the user experience design. So this could be a team, and also the website, also the mailing list that drive all the efforts. And so we can get rid of the problem of the past that usability is, worked in a different place from artwork. So basically, this could be one of the proposals, and I'm not sure how that sounds to you, but basically it would be a start to have a separate mailing list and to say we are the LibreOffice design team, which implements both usability and the artwork stuff.
I must admit, my first reaction to that, I think some people might agree with me, is that the mailing lists are very good for communication in some ways, but for keeping track of this kind of thing, I don't know, a forum or just the wiki might well be perhaps a better medium in which you can find information again more easily. I use Gmail, right, and I search for stuff, and I sometimes locate what I'm looking for, but there have been so many threads, so many messages, so many people going off topic, that it's quite difficult to find the information again in the mailing list. I could really recommend forums or perhaps the wiki.
I also want to add to the wiki, I think the search bar in the wiki is also not that very optimized. I think there was an email saying that actually if you go to special pages and search, you can actually get to the content, but for the most part, when you put some query on the search, you get a kind of like a new page if nobody else, if the string is not right away located. So I also think So I wonder if this just better to integrate the Google search engine to the Media Wiki in Document Foundation Wiki, because not everybody will think of using Google on the wiki.
So what I can say is that I read something like that, not the Google search, but basically a search which looks for the content, not only for the page titles, is on a to-do list. But I think this is a little bit different from what David asked for, because my personal problem at the moment is, or my issue is, that it's hard to keep track or to inform the other people what it's currently worked on, how others can join, and what information is available. And so my personal wish would be something like having in the wiki some kind of open topics list or a progress list, maybe listing the urgent issues. That's what the people from the... thank you, Christian. He answered on the IRC that the wiki search already works that way. Basically, to have a better overview and concerning the separate mailing lists, I second that, and we may ask for this one. The question I have is about that, if we can agree maybe within the next week on the structure, how we want to collaborate in the future. Because this is something I know people want to have something more consolidated to avoid this scattered working which happened in the past.
I think Mark Barre brought one subject in, up in the mailing list, which was a really good idea. Maybe we could have a separate IRC channel for this too.
I think this is, let's say, this is possible. I'm not that much the IRC guy at the moment, so it's just technical stuff, so it's possible.
Or even a Skype chat.
I'm not the. My question is at the moment, how can we? To me, it's not that much about the communication channels. It's more at the moment about the how to bring the information or come up with the information so that everybody can join and can focus. Without having to look at all these mails and maybe in the chats and so on, and how to bring these artists you asked for in our team.
Mm.
So it's to me it's not only the matter of the mailing list or IRC, which I am fine with both, but also how we want to collaborate. But this may be a question, this question may be a little bit early at the moment. Maybe it's rather simple to ask for a mailing list, and we may do that. So my proposal is, let's put that into the steering committee call tomorrow to ask for a separate list. If we are all sure that all the content which is brought up at the moment is so much that it cannot be handled anymore on the marketing list. And as I said, I second that.
I also second that, because I just find there's just too much happening on the marketing list and a lot of off topic chatter going on as well. But having a design team mailing list seems to make a lot of sense at this point, so that we can concentrate efforts more on the design side, because I think we're running a bit out of time for the appearance of LibreOffice,
okay.
So yeah, it'll help out.
What I can offer is, at the moment, I think due to the fact that many people who ask for branding or artwork or to do or something like that, mostly they cross Bernhard's and my mail address. So I propose that if it helps us all, that we may come up with an own wiki page to simply list the topics which are open at the moment and the urgency, and we might add these too. So my question to David is, would that something which would help at the moment for the guidance, what has to be done and what is already available and what is important and not?
I certainly think it's a good idea to set up a wiki page or even a couple of wiki pages, perhaps to use the wiki as a scratch board for noting down ideas, noting down all sorts of stuff, and then to have some kind of discussion medium on top, whether it's a Skype chat. I've used them in the past. They work quite well. Perhaps easier than IRC in some ways. An IRC channel. We need a mailing list as well, but yeah, I think we should go with a wiki.
Okay,
facility.
So you put on the agenda the first point to find a way how to collaborate, maybe to work with the phone conferences like we did here. I'm not sure if if everybody is comfortable with using Skype, but basically it's the basis for a discussion for that. So I'm fine with that. It would be absolutely a pleasure to bring in something like that. Okay, so
I find these phone conferences a very nice immediate way of communicating. For instance, I invited the two guys from Ubuntu to join us this evening. Obviously, they haven't been able to make it. It would have been really good to be able to talk to them like this as a group.
Yeah. To be honest, I have worked on many topics within the Open Office Org project, But basically, we never really mentioned. We never really got phone conferences working because of some people's working hours and so on. So it was all offline communication. And personally, I enjoyed it a lot. It's absolutely different.
It's a great way to get to know people better.
Yeah, so no, you know now that I always talk too much.
Hi, this is Alexandro. Yeah, we actually shared the experience of having a call conference system, and it's actually quite wonderful to be able to have instant feedback and sometimes come to a better solution to some of the topics that seems to go on forever on the mailing list. And it's usually very quicker way to make up decisions.
Absolutely.
And it seems to work quite well because people are quite disciplined in not cutting into each other. If we can have conferences, you know, talks like this, I think it's very productive.
Good point, by the way. Productiveness. Concerning the points 9 and 10, I think we already covered the 10, or is there something more?
The 9 and 10 were kind of amalgamated, yeah.
Okay. One thing I would like to say is thank you very, very much for that, because it was absolutely a pleasure to see these emails, and also Ivan mentioned that people from Ubuntu Twittered or blogged on that, and this is absolutely cool to have such kind of collaboration, which, but basically that didn't happen in the past. And so thank you very much.
Okay, so shall I continue with this? Is this something useful? Shall I continue with it?
Personally, I think it would be good if two people ask for guidance, then all the other guys will ask for guidance too. And so maybe we can delay that for another week or two, because at the moment we might focus on the LibreOffice 3.3 release and use the time in between to come up with a wiki page and some more guidance. So this would be my personal gut feeling on that.
Okay, I put it on hold contacts.
And
with
if I can jump in too, there may be other people who are also doing the same thing, and we don't know that they are actually contacting other distributions and trying to. So if we could let the community know that we are working on this, and for example, David, you are contacting different distributions and asking for some kind of help of some kind, because I know for my part, I've already spoken to the Magea people, and they have two packagers, and in fact, I think they may have three packagers now working on the LibreOffice for the next when the Magea product shows up in the spring. So we may need to coordinate a bit more, and just in case someone else is doing the same thing.
Absolutely, and we also have.
Perhaps I should write up some more stuff about this on the wiki. Maybe we can have a wiki page for this subject, a sub page of whatever wiki page we decide, something like that.
Yeah, I would like, because it's pretty the same stuff for many of the distributions. I think maybe we have to simply plan for them to cooperate with the different distributions to implement or to provide them with some branding stuff. So I'm fine with a separate area for doing that. But basically, one thing I totally forgot to mention is that we already had some people in the past within the OpenOffice org project who contributed and who have been contacted if they want to rejoin, and they agreed. And so we have one or two people who told us that they are happy to join, but this will need some time because of some current work issues. So we will have some more people in 2 or 4 weeks on this list who are pretty, let's say, used to the OpenOffice org and also the rest of the community. And so this is something I'm really happy about. So there is some guidance, or let's say tracking progress issue too for them, and yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
Okay.
Good. Thank you very much. So, anybody has questions concerning this these two topics? Still, it's Linux distributions and artwork and so on. Any further questions? Okay, thanks a lot. Then we might go to the next topic. I just pulled the 10 because it's already finished. And then we have Alexandro, who spoke or who put an issue.
Yes, I already mentioned it. It happened while we were waiting for you, and you tried to rejoin the room. But I would like to append a question. If there is any other NLC on the call, NLC lead, or people that was an NLC from OpenOffice org project, but now is working with the LibreOffice project. If there is any decision on the way that these locale groups are going to interact with Document Foundation as of right now? So, all right, I guess not. But, well, so basically what I wanted to address once again was the letter, the open letter that we did between the NLC group, the Spanish NLC group, and trying to address some of the points that we want to see happening within the framework between LibreOffice community for the NLC projects, at least for the Spanish one. And that will be it.
Okay, sorry, it's not my area of expertise, so, well.
Understand.
Okay, anybody, any question concerning the open letter? So, since Alexander is around, maybe a good chance to do that.
So, I'm just looking at, is that your workflow on the bottom, Alexander?
Yeah, it's kind of like a graphical representation of how we want to interact with different projects, since we're also trying to get ourselves involved with O4Kids and OOLight in the Duco community. We also want to have some kind of like, well, there's too many communities and there's kind of a lot of overlapping, so to try to have a kind of like a mind map or something, we have that graphic on it.
Oh, I see.
But really, at the end of the day, we mostly do localization, so as long as we keep localizing, we just basically can adopt different projects. We can scale, at least based on our resources, and it will basically be the same tasks, just done for different projects. Just like in the past, we did localization just for different modules within OpenOffice. There was Writer, it was Calc, etc.
Mm-hmm.
The one question is that we don't want, for example, in support, we don't want to ask users to sign up for 6 or 12 different mailing lists just to get, you know, across-the-board support.
So, okay. So at this point, are you on the Spanish mail list at LibreOffice? Is that how you work right now?
Well, that's what we're trying to avoid. We are, but just basically looking at the archive if there's any relevant discussion, but we're not really active participating there. Same thing because, well, in Duco it was easier. It was just an opt-in solution. They asked us and said, if you guys want a mailing list, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine. while the Document Foundation was more of an opt-out solution in the sense that here's the mailing list and sign in, and if you don't want it, well, we still have it there. So that's a little bit of adding confusion, a little bit, so we want to work that out to see, well, if we want to support the users, we have expertise already, but we have it on these mailing lists or other mailing lists. We want to just concentrate that into one central point.
Yes, because I'm on the Spanish mailing list, and I noticed that some of them were talking about translation a bit today. I guess that could be a little strange. I guess if they're planning on doing translation on that mail list, and you're doing some as well, I imagine that could get a little confusing.
Exactly. So also what we want to do is, well, basically, we want to do what the forums did in OpenOffice.org. Since OpenOffice.org forums weren't really from Oracle or OpenOffice per se, they just were hosting there because that was something that Sun came up with back then, came up with the solution, but it's not owned by corporate funding, I guess. They just basically extended, and now when you see the header of the forum, they say support, they just added the other products. They added LibreOffice and O4Kids and other solutions to their support in those forums. So you can go there and ask for LibreOffice support, and they will give it to you. It's a little bit similar where we want to go ahead, at least for the support.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Christoph, is that it seems a little complicated because those are two groups now that we have. The OOS is doing their own part for translation, and then we have our own mailing list, Spanish localization group forming, and some of them are going to start working on the localization for their Spanish pages as well. So we essentially have two groups, and they're not connected. They're not connected.
Okay, so basically, at least some new information for me. But my question would be, because it's already, let's say, a proposal, is there anything you'd like to do with the open letter? So at the moment you present it to us, as far as I understand.
Yes. Well, at the moment, just to address the first question, they are connected because it's basically the same people that is on both mailing lists. But as we branch out, new people will come into the Document Foundation mailing list, and then it will split the communication channel eventually, which is what we were trying to avoid. We have a certain group of expertise, and we don't want to pulverize it over mailing list for OpenOffice, mailing list for LibreOffice, and mailing list for Educo. What we want to do instead is basically provide a centralized mailing list for all three and coordinate the translations on each project, which is really not that much of a hassle as we have been talking within ourselves. We've been trying to see, well, what are the chances of this getting just too much of everything? But at the moment, we don't really think so for the near future, at least.
Okay.
So I imagine the ideal for you would be for our when people join into the LibreOffice Spanish mailing list, that they were in fact behind the scenes, we would be linking into your mail list at OOES. Is that what you're hoping?
Yes, that will be the best solution because it's a communication channel. While we don't think the same thing on other things like the wiki, because it's more of a production site or poodle, for example. So that is fine for us. We can work within Poodle and Wiki and other things. But communication usually branch out and completely break the, I guess, it gives the feeling of repeating the same actions. Like you said, translating on one thing on one mailing list and translating on a different project, the same thing.
Okay, I guess on our side, we would have to make sure that because we have our mailing lists are also show up on our, I believe, Christoph, does our mailing list on the Spanish localization group, does that show up on the forums as well?
I didn't know, to be honest. That's something, at least NLC and this stuff, it's really not my area of expertise, as I said. So ask me anything else, please.
Okay. Well, I think as long as we know that's what's happening, maybe we could look into that, Christoph. I'm not sure who would look into that.
So basically, this was a question to Alexandra, what you would like to do with the open letter, what is planned at the moment, so we can maybe ask people for their opinion or something like that.
Right. Well, we published it yesterday night, so we want to bring it forward. We want to address it on the marketing mailing list. Could probably be the best mailing list to contact the TDF as steering committee. And maybe we could handle a discussion between the steering committee and at least myself and a couple of guys. Although a couple of guys don't really speak English that well. They understand it, but they don't speak it that well. But I guess I will be speaking on their behalf and explaining the situation and saying, well, we mean the dangers of duplicating efforts and also splitting out communication channels. So if we agree on having a central mailing list handled by ourselves, then I guess that would be the best thing that this letter was intended to achieve.
Okay. So my proposal would be that we have at the moment these steering committee mailing lists everybody is able to post to. So my proposal would be to just to go there and to start the discussion if there's any. So this would be my proposal. I think it's more easy than having it on the marketing list where we already have so much discussion
right
now, as people noticed. Okay.
Exactly.
Question. We have at the moment less than 10 minutes left. So my proposal or my question is if we want to move on, and personally I would like to have a person like Florian to have a look at it. So I would just ask for an opinion and then we may close the meeting if you agree to that. At least I don't hear any disagreement. So okay, so we have 13. I've put up 2 points here. The first thing is that when I looked at the Drupal development pages, I was pretty impressed, and I thought what we might be able to come up with an infrastructure which will help us as a marketing team. And something we did in the past for OpenOffice.org is pretty intensive questionnaires and surveys, and this is far beyond a poll. So my proposal would be to think about a survey system, and it would be great if you could think about it a little bit further, whether it could make sense to better know our users or maybe to have polls and get an opinion from our community. So we did that for the user stuff. Maybe we can also use it for the community. If we come to the conclusion, yes, that would be helpful, we have to ask the website team if we can come up with something like Lime Survey or so. So this is just, yeah, let's say, a proposal at the moment. Good. The next thing is somebody brought it up on the mailing list. We might also discuss it there, whether we want to have a slogan for our first LibreOffice release. And so my proposal is to go to the mailing list, discuss it with us. Maybe people agree. Maybe we have something pretty interesting for all our marketing material. That's it from my side at the moment. Maybe more about that next week. Any further questions, comments, or something like that? Okay, so maybe everybody dropped the line already? If not...
No, I'm still here.
If
I'm
not,
still
then come in. Thanks for your participation. It's always a pleasure. I hope we can continue with these phone conferences. It's quite good and helpful. And so have a nice evening, morning, or whatever you will have, starting from that. And I think we have to provide this line to Florian and his admin calls.
Yes, thank you, Chris.
Hey guys, well,
see
you next time. It's really good to talk.
Yeah, let's see. Maybe we have to write it down in the wiki. And thank you very much, everybody, and bye-bye. See you next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye now.
Bye-bye.